The biggest drug maker in the world is getting even bigger. Pfizer, maker of Viagra and the blockbuster cholesterol-lowering drug Lipitor, says it will buy drug maker Pharmacia in a multi-billion-dollar deal. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports that the changing economics of the drug industry drove this deal.
Any way you look at it, the new Pfizer will be a behemoth. Just add up the numbers. Together, Pfizer and Pharmacia will have $48 billion of revenue coming in this year. They'll make $12 billion in profits, thanks to another important number, 12 blockbuster drugs. Coveted cash cows such as Viagra, Lipitor, and the anti-arthritis drug Celebrex that bring in at least $1 billion a year in sales. Henry McKinnell is CEO of Pfizer and reportedly the architect of this deal.
Simply put, Pfizer and Pharmacia are much stronger together than separately.
Healthcare economist Uwe Reinhardt of Princeton University puts it another way.
Usually, a beleaguered industry, you will find, will merge. It's just simply a natural reaction to seek strength and size.
The drug business is the most profitable in the country, but Reinhardt and other analysts predict that expanding those profits will be an uphill slog. Drug makers aren't turning out blockbusters like they used to, even though they're spending more on research and development. And even profits on those blockbusters aren't as secure as they used to be. What with politicians, insurers, and employers breathing down drug makers' necks, and generic drug makers clamoring to make cheap copies. So what's a drug giant to do? Ira Loss is executive vice president at the research firm Washington Analysis.
In a deal like this, Pfizer is able to make an acquisition, and rather than raise prices, they can increase their profits by cutting overhead.
Pfizer also has the largest and one of the most aggressive sales forces in the country. Pfizer sales reps have made household names of drugs discovered by other companies, and Pfizer clearly believes it can bring the same magic to Pharmacia's line of drugs. It already markets Pharmacia's biggest drug, Celebrex. But what of the core problem, the lack of new drugs? Pfizer and Pharmacia executives promised investors today that the new Pfizer will eventually build profits by being a better drug sleuth. Ira Loss isn't buying that.
My guess is that when they're done with combining the research operations of these two companies, that the amount spent on R&D will be less than what the two are spending separately.
Analyst Hemant Shah says this deal will spur many more.
This is a catalyst, and it's going to force many other pharmaceutical companies to finally accept merger. And I think it's going to involve almost all pharmaceutical companies over the next several years.
Shah says he expects industry stalwarts such as Bristol-Myers, Schering Plough, and Wyeth will soon be swallowed by bigger giants such as Johnson & Johnson and Aventis. Corporate mergers have trickled to a standstill in the midst of all the turmoil on Wall Street, and today Wall Street didn't seem very excited about Pfizer's acquisition. The drug maker's stock fell 10%. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.